Escaping architecture school with your life was just the beginning. The profession is deadlier than you think. I'm Tennille, and this is Death by Architecture. Welcome to Death by Architecture, a podcast about true crime in the architectural, engineering, and construction community. Each episode, I will bring you a story about a crime committed in the AEC world. Some people have asked me, what does AEC stand for? Well, it's an acronym for the Architectural, Engineering, and Construction Community. I've worked in this industry for over 20 years, so it definitely has a piece of my heart. So engineers, I got one for you today. You thought there was going to be no engineering crimes, huh? Well, here you go. In this episode, I will cover the senseless 2016 shooting connected with the UCLA Henry Samueli School of Engineering and Applied Science, including the death of Associate Professor William Scott Klug, the suicide of Manek Sakkar, and the death of his estranged wife, Ashley Hastie. The University of California, Los Angeles, UCLA, is a public research university in Los Angeles, California. UCLA traces its early origins back to 1882 as the southern branch of the California State Normal School, now San Jose State University. It began the southern branch of the University of California in 1919, making it the second oldest after UC Berkeley of the 10-campus University of California system. In 1974, the university was elected to the Association of American Universities. UCLA has been called a public Ivy and has ranked among the best public universities in the United States by major college and university rankings. UCLA was recently recognized as the top public university in the United States in 2020. As of October 2020, 25 Nobel laureates, 3 field medalists, 5 Turing Award winners, and 2 chief scientists of the U.S. Air Force have been affiliated with UCLA as faculty, research, and alumni. Among the current faculty members, 55 have been elected to the National Academy of Sciences, 28 to the National Academy of Engineering, 39 to the Institute of Medicine, and 124 to the American Academy of Arts and Sciences. And if that's not impressive enough, their sports program is a powerhouse as well. The Bruins have won 129 national championships, including 118 NCAA team championships, more than any other university except Stanford University, whose athletes have won 126. UCLA students, coaches, and staff have won 251 Olympic medals, 126 gold, 65 silver, and 60 bronze. UCLA student athletes have competed in every Olympics since 1920, with the exception of 1924, and have won a gold medal in every Olympics the U.S. has participated in since 1932. For my architect nerds, located in the picturesque Westwood, California, the first buildings were designed by the local firm Allison & Allison. The Romanesque Revival style of these first 4 structures remained the predominant building style until the 1950s, when architect Wilton Beckett was hired to supervise the expansion of the campus over the next 2 decades. Beckett greatly streamlined its general appearance, adding several rows of minimalist slab-shaped brick buildings to the south half, the largest of these being the UCLA Medical Center. Architects such as A. Quincy Jones and Paul Williams designed many subsequent structures on the campus during the mid-20th century. More recent additions include buildings designed by I.M. Pei, Venturi, Scott Brown and Associates, to name a few. To accommodate UCLA's rapid growing student population, multiple construction and renovation projects are currently in process, including expansion of the life sciences and engineering research complexes. Seemingly always under construction, UCLA has earned the nickname "under construction like always." You know what I think they need? I think they need some steel buildings. One notable building on the campus is named after African-American alumnus Ralph Bunche, who received the 1950 Nobel Peace Prize for negotiating an armistice agreement between the Jews and Arabs in Israel. The entrance of Bunche Hall features a bust of him overlooking the Franklin D. Murphy Sculpture Garden. He was one of the first individuals of non-European background and the first UCLA alumnus to be honored with the Nobel Peace Prize. The UCLA Henry Samueli School of Engineering and Applied Science is informally known as UCLA Engineering. It opened as the College of Engineering in 1945 and was renamed the School of Engineering in 1969. Since its initial enrollment of 379 students, the school has grown to approximately 6,100 students. The school is ranked 16th among all engineering schools in the United States. The school offers 28 different degree programs and is home to 8 externally funded interdisciplinary research centers, including those in the space exploration, wireless sensor systems, and nanotechnology. A very prestigious program indeed. Now let's talk about William Bill Klug. Bill was born on June 19, 1967. He received an undergraduate degree from Westmont College, a Christian liberal arts college, in 1998, and a master's degree from UCLA, and a PhD from the California Institute of Technology. Klug joined the UCLA faculty in 2003 and headed the Klug Research Group, a research group studying the field of biomechanics, specifically theoretical and computational biomechanics. Klug was a professor of mechanical and aerospace engineering. He was married and had 2 kids at the time of his death. He was described by students as humble and easily approachable. Colleagues said that he had a strong Christian faith. Klug was insatiably curious about the way complex things worked. Cancer cells, the HIV virus, the tissue of the beating heart. Bill Klug was said to be brilliant. He was also said to be very kind. But unfortunately, on June 1st, 2016, Bill was shot and killed in his office inside UCLA Engineering Building 4 by former doctoral student Maynak Sakkar. Maynak had accused Klug of stealing his computer code and giving it to someone else, according to the police. However, a UCLA source called the gunman's accusations absolutely untrue. The gunman, Maynak Sakkar, was born and raised in Dugapur, a city in the state of West Bengal, India. In 1984, he enrolled in St. Michael's School, a local co-education English medium school. A school teacher who worked there described him as, quote, ordinary boy, very quiet, extremely well-behaved and obedient, never causing any trouble to anyone. From 2000 to 2001, he worked for 18 months as a software developer at Infosys in Bangalore. According to sources and his now deactivated LinkedIn profile, Sakkar graduated from the Indian Institute of Technology in West Bengal, India in 2000 with an undergraduate degree in aerospace engineering. He then traveled to the U.S. in 2001 on a student visa to pursue graduate studies. He first attended Stanford University from 2003 to 2005, graduating with a master's degree in aeronautical and astronautical engineering. Sakkar then attended UCLA's engineering school from the fall of 2007 to the summer of 2013, graduating with a PhD in solid mechanics. Professors at UCLA described him as a, quote, quiet and reserved man who would not greet them whenever he passed by and stated that he left, quote, little impression in their classes. At some point after his relocation to the U.S., Sakkar briefly worked as a research assistant at the University of Texas at Arlington as a software developer. After leaving Texas, he lived in Culver City while attending UCLA. But sometime after graduating from the university, he then moved to Minnesota, where he had been employed remotely as an engineering analyst for a rubber company in Ohio. In August of 2014, he left his job. Sakkar maintained a personal blog called the, quote, Long Dark Tunnel, which has since been deleted. For months, he had been making hostile comments about Klug on social media, according to the Los Angeles Times. At one point, he called Klug a, quote, very sick person and accused him of stealing his computer code and giving it to another student. UCLA has denied this accusation through a police official who said, quote, this was the workings of his imagination, end quote. Sakhar was listed as Klug's teaching assistant in the mechanical and aerospace engineering class in 2010 and had expressed gratitude to him in his doctoral dissertation, in which Klug was listed as his advisor. Sakhar was also one of six doctoral students included in the Klug Research Group, a computational biomechanics research group organized by Klug, which developed, quote, continuum and multi-scale methods to understand the mechanics of biological structures from the molecular and cellular scales upward, quote, according to the group's website. According to sources familiar with Sakhar and Klug's relationship, Sakhar had struggled with mental health problems such as depression, which compromised his work at UCLA. Sakhar had written the names of Klug and another UCLA professor on a three-person, quote, kill list, along with the name of a Minnesota woman. The shooting of Bill Klug occurred in a fourth-floor office in Engineering 4. Based on initial reports of the shooting, authorities mistook it as an attempted mass shooting, prompting a massive police response. Schools officials put the campus on lockdown as hundreds of UCLA and LAPD officers, including SWAT officers and officers from other agencies, searched the area. A nearby hospital and three elementary schools were also put on lockdown. When the lockdown was lifted, classes at UCLA were canceled for the day. Later, an apartment traced to the gunman was searched by police, and a description of his vehicle, which had not been located, was released. While UCLA was on lockdown, immediately after the shooting, Christopher Lynch, aerospace and mechanical engineering professor who heard the gunshots, went to Klug's office and held the door shut. While holding the door, he heard another shot and then silence. Another professor said she heard someone fall after the last shot. Lynch later said that he did not feel the gunman try to open it, but suspected the gunman heard yells from the hallway to be cleared out and the police were called in. He was credited for potentially saving lives during the shooting. A campus-wide alert to avoid the area was issued via UCLA's Bruin Alert System at 9:49 a.m., and Los Angeles Police Department officers were summoned to the building shortly before 10 a.m. When officers responded at Engineering 4, Lynch gave him his office key so that they could check various rooms, and then he left with another professor to check on students who had locked themselves in the laboratories on the lower floor. When all was said and done, two handguns and a suicide note were found near the two bodies. Shortly after the shooting, police sources told LA Times that from the appearance of the bodies, a student may have killed a professor. At least three shots were fired in the shooting. There was also a third victim in this crime, Ashley Erin Hasty, Sakhar's estranged wife. Hasty graduated from the University of Minnesota in 2008 with a bachelor's degree in Asian languages and literature. She completed a post-baccalaureate pre-med program at Scripps College in Claremont, California. During that time, she met Sakhar and married him in 2011. Ashley Hasty was found dead in her home in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota on June 2nd, 2016, the day after the shooting at UCLA. Police in Los Angeles notified police in Minnesota of the note that Sakhar had left in his car, asking authorities to check on the cat he left behind at his St. Paul home. Police found a broken window at the home, which they believe Sakhar used to break in before killing his ex-wife. My sister, Ashley Hasty, was the smartest, coolest, and funniest person I knew. She could do anything she dreamed of, said sister Alex Hasty. Unfortunately, she won't get to see the last dream come true as her life was cut too short, too soon by her estranged husband. In remembering Bill Klug, it was said that, quote, he was a wonderful person and a fabulous colleague. He was described as soft-spoken, kind-hearted, full of sunshine, happy, relaxed, and extremely helpful. Friends and family said Klug was the guy next door. He simply enjoyed whatever he was doing. A personal grudge took this wonderful man from this earth and the engineering community far too soon. Thank you for joining me for another episode of Death by Architecture. Until next time, stay safe, everyone. This episode was researched and written by me and edited by Sam Dobson. New episodes are released every 2 weeks, so don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you don't miss it. Also, you can follow me on Instagram at Death by Architecture Pod.